Okay, now what we're going to do is go up into the deep, 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 deep spirit realms, where you're going to get the vision from your soul. As a light leader, you as a light leader, what you are here to do, those desires live within you. They are real. And now it's going to be an alchemy of how those goals will work in conjunction with the vision that you're going to be given. So now we're going to do a closed eye exercise, but you're going to feel free to open your eyes and jot things down if you want to. And when you do that, if that is something you choose to do, you'll be able to go right back down into your closed eye expanded soul connection place. Here we go. So please close your eyes and just relax. You all deserve so much goodness. And you are all a magnetic field bringing to you good things into your life. A magnetic field bringing to you that which your soul longs to live through your human body in this lifetime. The spirit teams are here with you. Your ego has met you. It trusts you. It has given you permission to dream and to open up to the real imprint of your soul's mission in this lifetime. And what you really want to focus on through your soul's mission. And just allowing yourself to slow down your thoughts, breathing in to a count of four, exhaling to a count of four. Inhale, count to four. Exhale, count to four. Inhale, count of four. Exhale, four. Inhale, four. Exhale, four. Inhale, four. Exhale, four. Inhale, four. Exhale, four. Your body is relaxing. Your neck letting go. Shoulders letting go. Lower back letting go. Chest letting go. Hips letting go. The light leader that you are steps forward on a beautiful path in a meadow. The light leader that you are is strong, clearly defined. You can see her or him as if your eyes were open and you were looking at yourself in the mirror. You see him. You see her. Notice the emotions that the light leader that you are has. The beliefs that the light leader that you are has. The priorities that your light leader is living. The light leader is your soul, one and the same. As you're walking along this meadow path, it is a warm day. You can hear the birds. You can smell the exquisite air. You can see the growth, the foliage, the flowers. You feel in your feet the earth as you step forward and step forward and walk. Directly in front of you is a being of light that is here exclusively to help you open the door to the true vision of what you are here to do in this lifetime. The vision of you living your human life and your impact on others. As you get closer, you can feel this being's presence. A huge being of light. As you get closer, you can see the details of his or her or its face. And he, she, it beckons you to merge with it. You step into this light being. You are completely surrounded by this light being's love, wisdom, divine power. This is a healing ceremony that this being is giving you. Releasing from this exchange of divine energy infusion, you are releasing energies that do not serve you, energies that do not belong to you, energies that have somehow attached to you that are not for you. and you bask and you experience this healing as I say these prayers. Mother, Father, God is God, please assist me in clearing and releasing all outside energies that are in my body, aura, and energy field. Please send them back to the person from which they came, or send them to the divine source to be recycled for the highest good of all. I am filled with my purest energy and highest vibration. I can now hold thank you, thank you, thank you. Divine Mother, Father, God, and beings of light, of my purest Akashic essence, please hold me and support me as I open to receive healing and clearing on multidimensional levels. Please remove any blockage that no longer serves me from any time, place, or dimension. Please upgrade my physical and etheric bodies to hold more light with ease. Please unchain, unconstrict, clear, and open my multidimensional heart on all planes and dimensions. Please move me into a state of forgiveness throughout time and space, clearing all connected karma. I give great thanks for your divine love, wisdom, and grace. Amen. This being is continuing to help you calibrate more and more so that the light leader that is you is able to align with, express through, communicate consciously with your human self. Spirit, Source, Universe, please show me what it feels like to be the highest, brightest, most expansive, and aligned self that I can be today, that I can be now. Please open my heart to know the truth of my divinity and allow me to receive all the good that is within and without. Please guide me to be clearly on my soul path as a light leader and abundant in all ways with ease and grace. This great being is preparing you to receive the vision of your life calling, your mission. And now you step out from this being, so you are side by side. The two of you continue to walk this path, and this path is an incline. And you can see that there is the top of a hill not far away. And you walk together, and you feel how light you are. You feel how unburdened you are. The healing took place. It happened. This being tells you you are ready to see your mission. You are ready to see your life's calling. You are ready. And we're just a few steps away. If there are any aspects of you that start to feel nervous or scared, this being senses that and immediately comes in and heals with the wave of her or his or its arm, instilling trust and remembrance of your soul's destiny in this lifetime. Concerns are replaced with trust and remembrance of your soul's destiny in this lifetime. You come up. You're almost at the top of the hill, just a few more steps. And you are there at the top of the hill. All you see is wide open space of beauty, clouds, other mountain tops, trees for miles and miles and miles, the horizon of the beauty of this earth plane. Clouds appear and then disappear. Clouds appear and disappear. You are a light leader looking upon the landscape of your life. In just a moment, this great being is going to give a signal to its colleagues. And when he or she or it makes that signal known, you will start to see and feel and know the vision of what you came here to do in this lifetime. If at any time a part of you feels contracted, simply squeeze the hand of your being, your light being friend, and trust and remembrance of who you truly are will come in and heal that wound. You are watching clouds appear and disappear as the light leader that you are, sitting on this hilltop with your beloved light guide, whose mission is for you to see the vision of your life calling, your life purpose, why you incarnated at this time of evolution. You begin to feel an energy building very gently in your third eye, in the center of your forehead. You begin to feel an opening at the top of your head, your crown chakra. You begin to feel an opening at your throat chakra, where your neck meets your collarbone. You begin to feel an opening at your solar plexus chakra. You begin to feel an opening at your second chakra, which is right in the middle of your lower abdomen. You begin to feel an opening at your root chakra, which is at the very base of your spine. It is safe. You are in the presence of a grand master teacher who is here protecting you, loving you. At the count of three, he, she, it will give that signal, and you will start to receive your images, your feelings of why you were born in this lifetime, at this time, and what you are meant to do in this lifetime. One, two, and three. The pictures, the internal dialogue, the sensations are here for you now. I will be quiet while you receive from your own highest realms. Notice the kinds of people you're seeing, the places that are being shown to you. Notice what you see yourself doing. Notice the character traits that you are embodying and that others see. Notice how people shift because of you. Notice how you are a light leader, what you do as a light leader, and how you do what you do as a light leader. Now you're being friend, your master teacher, master healer guide is going to bring this energy of your life calling into a timeline. You're on a timeline. And now your master teacher is going to teach you and help you remember what you are capable of doing in this year. The first question that your teacher is going to tell you the answer to, the question of why did you choose to incarnate at this time of humanity's evolution? Why did you choose to incarnate at this time of humanity's evolution? And now listen and watch as your teacher tells you that answer. Listen, watch, and feel the answer. Why did you choose to incarnate at this time of humanity's evolution? Now, your teacher shows you what you, the light leader that you are, wants to accomplish in this year 2017, and what you, the light leader that you are, wants to experience in your own personal human fulfillment in this year 2017. You are being shown the main focus for your 2017 as your soul longs to have it come to fruition. You, as a person wanting to have a fulfilling human experience, and you, as a creative force of contribution to humanity, and now your teacher wants to show you how to create as a soul your action roadmap a timeline of priority actions. So you stand in front of a timeline, an imaginary timeline in this month. Look and see the action step that you can take in this month that moves you towards your soul's main focus. Now, the path opens up in front of you and it lights up, bringing you to flow forward, bringing you to the month of April 2017. What is it that you are to do, can do, as the light leader that you are in this month of April 2017? Who have you become? What are your strongest traits and skills? Now you notice that the timeline lights up even further in front of you. You and your master teacher healer flows forward to the month of July 2017. What are the actions that you are able to do that you want to do, moving you forward towards this main priority that your soul is here to do? What are your strongest personality traits, habits, beliefs, skills? the timeline lights up again. And you flow effortlessly with your master, teacher, healer to the month of October. What are the actions that you want to do, that you can do, that you will do in October? Traits, habits, beliefs, as the light leader that you are. And now, finally, the timeline opens up and you flow to the end of the year. It is December. You have accomplished what you as a light leader soul wanted to accomplish. What are you doing? Who are you doing it with? What are your core traits, habits, beliefs that made this dream, intention, a reality? Notice how you can easily own this accomplishment. It is yours. It's within you. You are able to see it and experience it because it lives within you. It is a living, breathing reality. Alive in you now. The pictures begin to slow down. The inner sensations begin to wind down. The auditory, what you hear inside you, starts to stop, where you can barely hear it. The faucet has closed for now. The portal has shown you everything that you need to know for now. And the gateway closes gently, peacefully. Until the next time. your spirit teacher healer tells you it's time to come back into the human reality and start getting going on these remarkable contributions and experiences that you are ready to create for yourself. You take one last look at this mountain, this hill view, where the clouds appear and they disappear. And they appear. And continue to form their formations. As you and your healer teachers start to walk back all the way down the hill, back to where you met. Back to where you met. Your healer teacher gives you a gift in a small, beautiful little box. And this gift, before you open up the box, is very deliberate. It is empowered for motivation and courage. And confidence. He, she, it hands it to you. You open it up and look at what it is. What were you given? It's time to say goodbye to this remarkable friend that is with you at all times, with whom you can talk at all times. You embrace, you thank them. They thank you for being ready to have the courage and the commitment . Your friend disappears, and when you're ready, just open your eyes.